Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heading down to Southern California for another epic game. Bosco against Modern Day. And I'll tell you what, they even things up. Too bad they can't play for a third time, Zach. It would have been really, really interesting. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. Hope your Thanksgiving was great, but it looked like the time you had Saturday evening was a lot better.
Dude, that was the best game I've ever been to at the high school level, for sure. I mean, both those teams, in my opinion, they're just on their own level right now. I mean, I believe those are the top two teams in the country, man, and it's 1-1. I wish they could have a rubber match, but you just got to tip your cap to Bosco, man. They're down 28-5. And then they put on 34 unanswered points against Modern Day, a team that never trailed by more than 7 all season long. DJ Uiagalelei, Clemson's got to be happy, man. You know, you got Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and you get this cat next. So they're in good hands.
Well, Alabama's not in bad hands either, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, two even in a loss. And I watched that game, and I'll tell you what, I've watched both games, and I'll tell you what, that is some real, those are men out there. Those are power.
Yeah, Bryce Young, man, you gotta tip your cap. I mean, the kid, he's got almost 5,000 yards passing and almost 60 touchdowns playing against the best competition. I mean, it's, you got to tip your cap to that dude, too. I mean, I believe he's the best quarterback, for sure.
Yeah, and in Alabama, I see where Tua may even come back for a senior year, I saw today, which, not surprising. You know, he wants to, I'm sure that if he comes back all healed up and he has one of those years, he'll elevate himself right to the top. I know Dolphin fans for a while were hanging their hat on him, but right now, if he goes back, maybe they could shuffle the deck and hope for the 2021 draft. But you take a look at that, those teams, and then obviously now St. Thomas Aquinas in a week from Saturday will have an opportunity to finish an undefeated season. And certainly top three or four finish maybe in the country. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they potentially could have a chance to jump all the way up to number two. I mean, Bosco's still got one more game. I know it's De La Salle, but De La Salle is a team that's always going to be prepared. So if they somehow upset St. John Bosco next weekend on December 14th, that's going to make my job a lot harder for sure. And it looks like, I mean, obviously nothing set in stone. Aquinas, they got to win the state title first,
sure.
But it looks like they would be selected to play in the Geico Bowl Series. And St. Louis, the number one team in Hawaii and number 7 team in the country, has already announced they will be playing. And it looks like they're trying to set up St. Louis and Aquinas.
Wow.
But obviously Aquinas has to get by
Edgewater
first,
right,
who's been rolling. And they beat a very talented Armwood team pretty easily last week. So if you overlook them, it's going to be a long night for Aquinas. But Aquinas, you know, potentially could jump all the way up to as high as number two this year. I mean, their defense is as good as anybody in the country.
No doubt. We were just talking about it. In fact, we have Marlon Martinez, an LSU commit, on in the first part of next hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But you take their secondary, and especially their corners with Dempsey and also Jaden McBurrows. Between the two of them, 12 interceptions, 5 to the house. And Venice was no slouch. Now, you know, Venice lost to some pretty good nationally rated teams along the way. IMG, obviously, they went up and you know, and played in Virginia, and we're a good team. And then St. Thomas ran the clock on them, which has become a pattern for them in the playoffs. And you take a look at St. Thomas. I mean, we're talking their offense is starting to move. That was pretty much the Achilles heel earlier on with Deerfield and some of those other programs. But as you mentioned, defense, Wingo, who just won the Miami Dolphins Player of the Year in South Florida, and the two corners, and you got now Sapp is healthy. This is a good defense, as you mentioned, but it's a good team. You mentioned Edgewater. Yeah, they're a really, really good team. I think St. Thomas has kind of run that gauntlet, as you mentioned, a Bosco upset, St. Thomas could make a pretty good case because they beat De La Salle to open the season.
Yeah, that's the thing that they got in their back pocket, man. If De La Salle beats Bosco, they can be like, hey, we beat the team that beat number one. So that puts them in the mix to even be number one at the end of the year, no doubt. I mean, they did play. It was the season opener for both teams. Yeah. So obviously, both teams are way better at this point in the season. But they still got a 10-point win on the road in Northern California, across the country, which is impressive,
sure.
Whether it's season opener or the season finale. And if they beat St. Louis handily at the end of the year in the Geico Showcase, that could have huge implications on who number one is at the end of the season for sure. Because it looks like St. Francis Academy is probably going to play in the other game too, and they're going to play most likely a team from Georgia. So it's going to be two marquee matchups for sure.
Yeah, would that be Lowndes County?
It looks like it. But Lowndes, I mean, they got a big game this weekend against North Gwinnett, a team that won a state title in 2017. They just beat McEachern last week by 32-13. And then you also got Marietta and a very good Parkview team in the other semifinal in 7A. So any four of those teams, that's going to be a marquee matchup for St. Francis Academy. And you saw firsthand how good those guys are.
And they were crazy good. But you also mentioned Lowndes County, who has a feather in their cap. They're playing.
Yeah.
They beat two possible state championship teams in Florida and Northwestern really handily. And then they beat Champagnat Catholic. So, and you know, as we said, I mean, you know what they could do. And then you have a lot of these teams, around the country. What about Texas? Texas also has a couple of teams that are playing extremely well as well.
Yeah, you got we came out with the top 10 toughest playoff brackets, and number one was Texas 6-8 Division One. It's like March Madness. They got 64 teams in the field, so it's crazy. But you got Duncanville, who's number three right now. They got Jaquindon Jackson at quarterback. He's a 2020 Texas commit. Kid's a straight freak. He can run the ball as well as anyone. He's basically a stronger Lamar Jackson out there almost, which is crazy to think of. But you got them. You got the defending champs, North Shore, in there, who just knocked off Katy by 3 touchdowns. You got South Lake Carroll, who's led by 2020 Clemson commit R.J. Mickens. So they're only in the quarterfinals right now, so they're down to the final eight. But Duncanville is definitely the one team that still has a chance to be the number one team at the end of the year if things kind of fall their way.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Poff joining us, Max Preps, as he does throughout the course of the year. I'll tell you another one. What about Gorman losing to Liberty?
Dude, that's the biggest upset I've ever seen since I've been working at Max Preps the last 5 years. You know what's crazy is the last time they lost to a Nevada team. Take a guess.
12 years ago.
2008, dude. So it's pretty good there.
Yeah,
so that's the last time they lost to a Nevada opponent, man. It's been a crazy year. It's been fun, though, and this is the best time of the season, man. Win or go home time's the best, sure.
And Liberty, obviously.
Clay Hilton, though, huh? He's coming back. You like that?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Me too.
But you also have a couple of teams. I mean, people, even on the East Coast, Zach, they love to watch those games. Like that last, I mean, it. The crazy part is it just starts so late. To me, I got to bed 2 o'clock Eastern time, but it was well worth it. I mean, and not only because of the quarterback play, but you watch the line. I was trying to tell people, the line size, as a guy who follows USC, they don't have a guy in that game. I mean, how can that be? How can that be?
It's crazy.
Clay Helton.
It's crazy because they let Drake Metcalf go, who's going to Stanford from Bosco, and then Miles
Bryce,
Morrell.
And Bryce,
he's going to Washington. And I think Miles Morrell is the best offensive lineman in the country.
I mean, and he's still sticking with Washington despite Peterson stepping down?
That's a good question, man. Obviously, other Pac-12 teams and SEC teams and any team in college football is going to be coming after that guy for sure, especially after Peterson left. But so far, he's staying put, so we'll see.
But I watched the game, and then you're thinking, here's the two best teams, two best teams in the country, but definitely in Southern California. And you have USC, which in the past, in a game like that, whether it's Sarah or any of those, they'd have 3 or 4 kids that would be committed, no doubt. And certainly, early, but we can't complain about the quarterbacks that USC's gotten over the last couple of years with Daniels, and obviously the freak show this year. I mean, you know, I mean they get better, they get so much out of their freshmen, but just not having any of those mammoth offensive linemen that were in that game, or those defensive backs, that kind of keeps that program, you know, back in the pack. And it's crazy, because that's what fueled USC during those great years with, you know, maybe about 9, 10 years ago, and maybe in through the 80s. They would get kids from Los Altos, you'd get kids from all those programs in Southern California, kind of disappearing now. They're still getting players. I see where they got one from Texas, one of the better ones in Texas, which isn't so bad, but they got to do a little bit better in the Southern California area. Before I let you go, University of Miami, obviously going through some tough times, but Manny Diaz feels that the fix is in this 2020 class, and also what he has from last year. Obviously, guys like Gregory Rousseau, who is definitely a first-team All-ACC player and things like that. What do you see in Miami's recruiting class that you like?
The thing that with Miami is they got to be patient. Let Manny Diaz have a couple of years to get some of his guys in, and I think Miami's going to turn things around. I don't think Justin Flo is going to go there, but he has shown interest in Miami. If they get Justin Flo, who I believe is the best player in high school football, he's an absolute savage at the linebacker position. He's a game changer. I think he's going to either go to Clemson or Georgia. That's my opinion. I'm not saying anything. But if somehow Manny Diaz gets that dude, that's going to be huge, because he's going to be able to get other top recruits to come ball with him at the U. So
good stuff. Zach, as always, thanks so much. Couldn't wait to talk to you. Great game this weekend. You do it well. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, kind of wrap up this season a little bit.
All right, my man. Take care, Larry.
Good stuff. Zach Poff brings our first hour to an end.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.